Hello? Anybody home?
Broadcasting live from Talk Radio 1190, I present to you the rambunctious, rambling ring of righteous rangers, readying our rockers to ring your rosies and ruffle your rump hairs. The daring and decadent defenders of diligence, digesting and delivering today's decorative and diverse details to this declared dimensional demographic. I present to you
the boys!
And now, our feature presentation.
Hey, everyone out there, Talk Radio 1190. This is the Zaboys Power Hour, the lead-off to the Zaboys Media Takeover. Here for the next 2 hours, you will be under our control. Right today, it's Saturday. We're supposed to actually not even be here, guys, because I know I bought tickets. I know you guys bought tickets probably to an event out there in Arlington that we're not even going to say the name of it, but they're having some fun out there. DWB's out there with his girl and a few of our other friends. So, hey, if you're listening to us right now, why are you not there? Because you should be having fun out there and drinking beers and eating crawfish and stuff like that. But we thank you very much for hanging out with us. I'm Positive C. Over there is Jim the Brainbox Thornquist.
Howdy, howdy, howdy.
Cassie Hall. Hollywood's Wilson is back with us.
Hi-ho!
Oh, yes. And then Violator, Will Shot Will,
hey,
is over there pressing buttons, twisting knobs.
Cut
and, you know, actually, you're not being violent over there, are you there, Will?
No, I'm pretty tired, actually, so I'm not being super violent.
You're not being
I'll let somebody else be violent for me.
Well, good.
I'll even pay them.
You'll pay them? You could probably pay the flight attendants from the United Airlines flight where a certain doctor was kicked off of. Yeah, that's right. Our first topic today is going to be the fight heard around the world. Yeah, we're talking about, and it's a weird story.
The fight or the flight?
The fight or flight.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
He had both. Dr. Donald Dow. Is his name Donald, like Donald Duck? Sorry.
David Dow.
Cassie, if you will give us some information on Mr. Dow and what he has been through
before
leading up to his fight on the United Airlines flight.
Oh. So when we talk about his history first and then go into the flight?
Who is the Dow?
The Dow.
Okay, well, fun fact, Dow was arrested a while back ago, probably 2003. He got his license suspended. Following his arrest charges, which included prescribing and human sex trafficking.
Yeah,
okay.
And that's terrible that this story had to drag that up, but I guess that's pertinent information, right, that we need to know about Mr. Dow
if we want to judge him.
It gives you here's the thing. The reason they're bringing it up is because they want to give you a glimpse of his personality and as to why the fight became so aggressive on his end, because according to former stories, he has an attitude problem.
Okay.
And he had a lot of reports against it. And unfortunately, he was accused of providing prescriptions for Vicodin and hydrocodone to a former patient of his who was his office manager, who was also his lover.
She must have been attractive.
It was a guy.
Oh.
Yeah, and he's married with a daughter.
So we've learned a little bit about the Dow,
the
Dr. David Dow, the Triple D.
In case you're interested, his like former lover, his name's Brian Case.
Oh, just in
case. Wow.
So he was just in case.
Yeah, he was.
That's so wrong.
He was
just
in case. That is
so wrong. So we know a little bit about this guy. He is maybe an attitude problem. He might be a troubled person and individual. Do you think that he deserved the treatment?
No.
Because if you go through the story, they were overbooked. This United Airlines flight was overbooked, and they needed to get four of their crew members onto the flight to go to the next, next stop, or to be on the flight as flight attendants. So they offered four passengers an $800 voucher to give up their seats. Personally, I would have taken it. $800, get me off the plane. Dr. David Dow, I guess he really, really wanted to get on the flight. Maybe he had to make a Vicodin delivery or something like that. He really,
He was either running away from his lover or going to go see him.
Yeah, yeah. There was something going on. So, do you feel that he deserved to be treated this way, given his past and all of that?
No.
He probably deserved it, but at the same time, he didn't need to be treated that way. There were other ways to handle it, like a taser.
Yeah.
Oh, the situation got entirely out of hand. There's so much more that this situation could have gone through that would have been 10 times better. I mean, why didn't they just offer another customer that same deal?
Yeah.
You think somebody else on there had to be flying alone that you could have gotten a seat out of them. So, no, he didn't deserve to be beaten to a bloody pulp.
Now, he was kind of... I don't know. I didn't see any punches thrown in any of the video. He fell and hit his face on something because he's struggling inside of an airplane, which is not, they didn't have the most room to maneuver. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like you're struggling on a plane. You're going to run into something and get your legs tripped up and all of that. So maybe the actual injuries were caused more by the environment he was in rather than the people that were doing it. But also, the being drug out by his arms is a really crazy look. And that, I mean, if any of you guys remember the Ray Rice video of him dragging his fiance by the legs out of an elevator, it just looks bad. Mm-hmm. Like, even if it's the only way you can literally get the person out, it really looks bad when you're dragging a lifeless body somewhere. It doesn't look good, especially when it's out of your own elevator at home and people look at you funny. But that's another story for a different time, you guys. Huh? Yeah, murder. Murder sucks. I think that we should give Dr. Dow his chance at a rematch. I really do. And I think you guys want to play a little role play right now?
Oh, my gosh. Where are we going with this?
We're going to Cassie, you're going to be the flight attendant.
Aww.
Okay, and James, you're going to be Dr. Dow.
How sexy.
All right. Will, if you'll give me the bell one more time. And in this corner, standing a firm 5'3", from Vietnam.
What if he wasn't short?
The Saigon Warrior, the man with the triple D, Dr. David Doe! And in this corner, weighing in at a number she will not tell me.
135.
Standing at a height of 5 foot some inches. 5'2". She has been flying all over the country for the past 16 hours. Yes. She is tired. Mm. She wants to go home. Mm. And David Dow will not get out of his seat for $800. Ladies and gentlemen, the flight attendant! Now, David, what would you like to say to the flight attendant?
No, I won't give up my seat.
What about for some extra free peanuts?
No. I got patience to see.
Shots? I got shots all day. Body shots?
Vicodin?
Ladies?
No.
Will you give a seat for Vicodin?
I can already get that. I'm a doctor.
what if we bring special someone?
I was going to say, maybe we should get the other David, the other flight attendant David over here.
Oh, hi. You're David too?
No.
Oh my gosh, David's! We're David twins! You should come on the flight with me. I'm on the next flight.
Pun intended.
Yeah, exactly. So,
shots.
I think, in conclusion, guys, David Dow's probably crazy, and the flight attendants were also crazy, and the people who drug him off the plane were crazy. But that situation it's nothing compared to what we're going to talk about next, because we're going to get serious and talk about war. What is it good for, guys? That's going to be next here on the Zaboy's Power Hour. Thank you for joining us on Talk Radio 1190, Dallas-Fort Worth, place to talk. We'll be back after this.
Local music in North Texas has a voice, and you can hear it Saturday nights on The Local Lounge. Join me, your host, Zach Killian, as I bring in musicians, directors, and local talent as they discuss humble beginnings, rock star moments, and how to make it in today's local music scene. It's The Local Lounge, Saturday nights from 7 to 7:30 only on Talk Radio 1190.
It's a new year. So how's it looking? Are you set for more money and a better life in 2017? Or will you just go through 12 more months in the same old rut with the same old results? Now, if you're feeling stuck, check out My Computer Career, the IT school where you can start your new life as an information technology pro in as little as 3 months, even with no IT experience. Attend classes on campus in Dallas, Arlington, or live online to get the skills and certifications you'll need to start your new career. Plus, they'll help you get hired and advance with Lifetime Career Services. Lifetime. Now, if you're thinking, is this for real? Check it out. My Computer Career helped over 1,000 students start new IT jobs nationally last year. You can join them. Just go to mycomputercareer.edu, take the free career evaluation. And by the way, financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start soon, so make new year, new career, your resolution. And take the free career evaluation today at mycomputercareer.edu. That's mycomputercareer.edu.
If you spend nights waking up to go to the bathroom, can't sit through an entire movie, or just have trouble peeing, you could be suffering from an enlarged prostate. If you're like 50% of adult males, it's frustrating to deal with the urgency, weak stream, or discomfort of urination. And then there's that diminished sex drive. But here's the good news. Now there's a major breakthrough to help get this under control. It's PROSVENT, a doctor-formulated blend of natural, high-quality herbs and nutrients specifically designed to promote the overall health of your prostate. And it's guaranteed to provide relief within 30 days with no harmful side effects. Call 800-685-8526 to get a free bottle of PROSVENT with your order. Or go to yourfreebottle.com and enter IHEART at checkout. Order today and also get a free bottle of Ultimax, the male enhancement formula for sexual vitality. Just call 800-685-8526 or go to yourfreebottle.com. Take back control with PROSVENT.
Soccer fans, help support our youth by checking out the Dr. Pepper Dallas Cup April 9th through April 16th, benefiting the June Jago Memorial Scholarship Fund for the Dallas Fallen Officer Foundation. Find out more at dallascup.com. Hogs for Paws is putting the fun back in fundraising with their second annual Rescue Ride for Animals Saturday, May 13th. The event will start in Corinth and will feature live animals, live music, food, and family fun, and will benefit a number of animal rescue organizations. Find out more at hogs4paws.com.
It takes a lot of work and work zones to keep I-35 moving. Please slow down and stay alert in work zones. Keep in mind that fines double when workers are present. To plan ahead and avoid delays, visit my35.org. A message from TxDOT. Be safe. Drive smart.
Welcome back to Talk Radio 1190 here with the boys. Time to go to your host, Chris, the positive C. Edwards. Take it away, Chris.
We haven't really done, I guess we've done kind of a real kind of stop down serious topic in the past couple of weeks. Did we do one?
What was our last one? We'd have done a few.
Yeah, not very often do we sit down and do something that's a little serious. But
it's not a common occurrence.
Yeah, not a common occurrence. But this one needs to happen because there's been some very disturbing and very just eye-opening events that have happened within the past week and 2 weeks. The mother of all bombs was dropped in Afghanistan. The MOB. And it really got me thinking about what happens to people when it comes to war and how it affects not only them, but their entire generation. Mm-hmm. Like, and I was flipping around the idea of how to talk about this. And at first I was thinking, man, this generation, it seems, the millennial generation, has not had a moment of really peace at all. Ever since September 11th, basically, we've been in this constant, just rage-fueled war type atmosphere. And then we did the research and we realized, what's the number of years that this country has been? Five consecutive years of no war type actions.
Yeah, in any fight or war.
And that's insane. So every generation is shaped by war. But I want to kind of break this down and talk about the modern era of, I think, what I would consider American history, which is about World War II. Mm-hmm. It's pretty much when everything kind of became Big Bad America, and world policing, as some people call it, or just defending the world, as other people call it, and to what we are now. And Cassie, you have a little bit of knowledge about World War II. My question is, what do you think were the effects of that war on that generation in particular? The people that came out of it that were fighting it, and the people that were born out of it, like the baby boomers.
Okay, so like, I'm going to back up a little bit, because before World War I and World War II, we had the Great Depression, and that caused a huge population issue, actually. A lot of people weren't having children, and then a lot of people went to war, and then a lot of people died, you know? And then after World War II, when people came home, that's where the baby boomers came from. Everyone was coming back home to their families and then making their families.
Yes, yes, yes.
They all wanted to get laid.
Get it on.
They were getting it. Yeah. Okay, so then that happens. And then the baby boomers are now starting to get older, and then they're having more kids. So because of the population issue with that, also you got to think of the financial stuff that we went through after World War II. Anytime there was a financial situation or war, our population actually decreased.
Wow. So during wartime, man, we're going down. We're not having babies. We're not doing any of that. And that was a pretty long war. That was like, what, 5 years of our involvement?
Yeah.
So that's 5 years of nothing happening, really, all of this going down. And all of a sudden, it's a huge boom.
I had a list of statistics of numbers of like children born. It went down during World War I and World War II. I think they said only 30,000 children were born like at that time in our country.
And so that's, I think, the effect of that is the hard work aspect of that, because, you know, there were less people. So they're growing up at a time when there are less kids their age. They're having to kind of fight kind of for their own little places, because there's not a lot of relativity to anybody. You're like, there's not hundreds of thousands of kids that you can like connect with and be that way with. You're either dealing with your parents or you're having to deal with these younger people. And maybe that's where this kind of jaded feeling of the younger generation comes from.
Well, you're saying that there weren't a lot of kids. I think, honestly, the idea of childhood went out the window because of things like the Great Depression and World War II. I mean, I'm not sure how old any of y'all's parents are. My dad grew up during those times. And he's told me, you know, like, your parents were, they struggled to provide. And basically, you did the very, very bare minimum. And so life was a lot different. I don't think childhood was the same as it is now. Now we try to get our kids away from violence and guns and video games and all that stuff because we see how they're affecting our kids, even though we're doing a poor job of that. But back then, like, kids had to grow up fast. I think they had to grow up a lot faster and didn't get to be children like they do today.
Yeah.
Do you think that that generation was shaped more by war? Or do you think that even the generation afterwards, the kids that were born maybe in the 50s that had to deal with the Vietnam struggle because that was a public backlash on a war, so that had a lot to do with what the people thought, so that had a lot to do with what they were experiencing.
Yeah. I mean, in the 1950s, that's where the whole segregation came from, with schools before the skin that also came with the race, with the segregation on whites and blacks. But before then, there were segregations within the school for genders, just male and female. And during that time, during the 40s and 50s and stuff, they would scare those kids with atomic bomb videos and all kinds of stuff. And really just kind of, personally,
I think they were trying to scare them. I think they were trying to prepare them.
Yeah, I mean, I understand they were preparing them. At the same time, an outsider looking in, it also kind of could look like early
propaganda
sources of brainwashing.
Fear-mongering is definitely a real thing.
And I think that's, you know, what you just asked is, did those change those generations? Yeah, I think those kids that were born in the 50s and living that way, when they got to their 70s, they would be in their 20s. And what happened in the 70s? A lot of drugs, a lot of rock and roll, a lot of revolution. Vietnam War comes around, you have people protesting war. So that changed the whole thing. And then you had them having kids. And all of a sudden, you've got these kids that are in this age range where they're like, oh, my parents don't like war. And so you created what is basically conservatives and liberals. And then after that, we went into the 90s technology boom, and we were just like, war, whatever. Like, not even realizing that we're in wars. Like, now they're military actions, like the Gulf War and things like that. Like, things that we
Desert
don't
Storm.
See as actual. Desert Storm.
I remember that when I was
a kid. Us growing up, I remember me being a kid, I didn't know we were in any wars. I didn't know that during, you know, the Bush and Clinton administrations that we were fighting people.
Yeah, it just seemed to happen.
Yeah.
Like, all of a sudden, we didn't even think about, like, Bosnia. Bosnia happened in the middle of Clinton's administration. There was a military action with a Middle Eastern country or Eastern European country over there, and we dropped bombs, went over there and had military. And we don't think about that now because we think about Clinton's whole administration as kind of being fairly peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when we were kind of growing up. So now, here it is. Now it's the 2000s, 2017, and you're having to really think about the kids that are younger than us because we're 20s and our late 20s, mid 20s.
Almost 30s.
Yeah. But the people who are, they're like 15 years old, 17 years old. The kids getting right out of high school.
I think it's like the 1940s and 50s all over again.
Is it close to that?
I think so.
Or is it a mix of the people like who were growing in the 70s? Because there's lots of protests. There's lots of backlash on the war. Is it like this weird mix of all of that together? Because now we have these people who are super sensitive towards war, and there are people who are just numb to it.
I think it's a lazy 70s complex. I think that the push for protest isn't quite there as it should be, like it was back then.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, people are so numb to it.
I don't know.
We grew
the push for protest is huge, and it's in different ways now, too.
There's a lot of protest.
Yeah.
But do those people have the same energy and the same drive as the people in the 70s did when they were, you know, burning flags and gathering giant rallies?
Yeah, because they're still doing that.
We see rallies, but you don't see 500,000 people at the Washington Monument all protesting a war now. You see maybe 20,000.
Mm-hmm. If that.
And like I said, what action are they doing? They're just holding signs. They're not actually going against the status quo like they used to. They're not. Now it's so typical to protest it that it's almost like, is it really even protesting?
But you got to also understand with media today, we have all these different sources to get information. A lot of people are either
flawed sources.
A lot of people are misinformed. They don't understand fully to the extent of what they're reading. They're just going based on, I hate to say this word, but sheeple. A lot of people who protest are sheeple.
Yes.
They're just going with the crowd. They don't even know what they're protesting for. They're like, oh, hey, there's people in the streets with signs. Let's go make one.
It's a hive mentality.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, let's go be a part of something, guys.
Yeah.
Let's go feel like we're a part of a group.
Do you think that could be a little bit of the romanticism of those eras? Think about how we look about the hippie culture and that sort of idea. Do you think that it's almost too romanticized, and so there are so many people wanting to be a part of that because, yeah, that's what it was. It was like this. Yeah, I want to be a part of that revolution. It was so revolutionary. But go back and look at it, it's almost the same thing that we're doing now. They're the same type of people that are leading charges and whatnot. They're the same type. Alex Jones is doing the same thing that leaders back in the 60s and 70s were doing, preaching anti-this, anti-that, anti-establishment. He's got a radio show. He doesn't have a megaphone. He's not holding rallies, but there are hundreds of thousands of people that still listen to him and that still follow what he's doing. I think it's almost the same, but we have this. And this is why I wanted to talk about generations. Every generation looks to the past as the better or as the more genuine or as whatever has. It's really all the same.
I think we're force-fed that. I think, you know, because the older generations always say, there's something wrong with your generation.
Uh-huh.
And so we look back and say, well, you know, those were greater times. That's why I have some people who's like, I think I was born in the wrong era.
Yeah.
You weren't born in the wrong era. You wouldn't have survived in another era.
Right, yeah. I think a lot has to do with the romanticism of how we look upon that and how, I mean, it's not totally our fault. School had a lot to do with that.
Yeah, but at the same time, some
flawed
people.
Teachings of war.
Exactly. And then you got people, like I said, who are misinformed. And then you have social media. A lot of people are just getting on social media, stating what they say is an opinion, trying to cause or create.
No, they're saying what
movement.
They say is a fact.
Mm-hmm. You know,
and it is an opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm just saying, that's what I'm saying. They get on there, they state their opinion, claiming it's a fact,
try to
get a following, whatever, and they're just doing it because they want to be trending on Twitter. Like
we're about to do right now, because coming up next on the Zo Boys Power Hour, yeah, it is going to be the greatness of the trend, where we're going to talk about Sean Spicer. We're gonna speak on the Kashmir Outside Girl, and then we're going to pay some respect to Charlie Murphy right after this on the Zo Boys Power Hour here on Talk Radio 1190.
I guess I didn't know. Small business owners, here's a thought. Just about half of all consumers are listening to AM/FM radio right before walking into a store. So the last thing they hear on iHeartRadio could be a commercial for your small business right before they reach for their wallets. Call 844-BUY-RADIO and advertise on iHeartRadio.
A membership to 24-Hour Fitness is the great way to tone your decision-making skills. Nothing firms up your gut instinct like picking between cardio or Zumba one day and spin class or yoga the next. What feels right today? What's your mood telling you? The options to work out don't let up. And making the daily call between Pilates, bar, or TRX will leave your ability to choose rock hard in no time.
Check us out in person or online and sign up today. 24HourFitness.com. Do more with your 24. Facilities, classes, and amenities may vary. Not all clubs open 24 hours.
Yesterday, I bid an $88,000 BMW M5. CarMax offered the guy 71 grand. You do the math. Happens all the time. Diesel, lifted trucks, sports cars, even run-of-the-mill stuff. You can get straight to me, the largest wholesale dealer in Southwest United States, at GiveMeTheVIN.com. My name's John Clay Wolf, and I've been doing this for 20 years.
Sell us your car. GiveMeTheVIN.com. So easy you can do it in your underwear.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-480-1941 and use promo code IHEART. That's 50% off, plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
When was the last time you walked out of a mattress store feeling confident about your purchase? These places exist for one reason: for a highly trained, commission-driven salesperson to dupe you into spending way too much money on a mattress. Hi, my name is Neil, and I'm one of the co-founders of Casper. Casper was created with a single goal in mind: deliver a great night's sleep at an incredible value. So we hired a team of engineers and designers to develop a single perfect mattress that sleeps cool and has just the right sink and bounce. We sell the Casper mattress online, skipping the markups of mattress stores. And we let you try it out in your own home for 100 nights risk-free. In less than 3 years, we've rapidly become the internet's favorite mattress. In fact, it now has more than 20,000 reviews with an average of 4.8 stars. Try us out today. Simply go to Casper.com and use code MEDIA to get $50 towards your mattress purchase. Terms and conditions apply. That's gift code MEDIA at Casper.com for $50 towards your mattress purchase. Casper.com. Thanks for checking us out.
iHeartRadio is the easy-to-use app for music and radio. Download the free iHeartRadio app today.
I am the smartest man alive!
The bitch came back the very next day. Oh, the bitch came back. Thought she was a goner, but the bitch came back. She couldn't stay away. Don't you know the bitch came back?
This is Talk Radio 1190, and you have the Zaboys. Here is your host, Positive C.
And we have you right smack dab in the middle of the Zaboys Power Hour, and now
yes,
it's time for The Trend. That's right. That's where we take some of the best and worst of the internet, hashtag it ourselves, and then ask a question that hopefully will be answered in the best way possible. And this is the best prepared trend that we've ever had, guys. I know this because I personally prepared it. And it's going to start off with a sticky situation, because hashtag Spicer situation. That's right. So the White House whipping boy, Sean Spicer, said at a press conference during the week that Syria did something that even Hitler didn't do by using chemical weapons. He also called the gas chambers Holocaust centers, so we'll just say he's an all-around idiot. So my question, what's the dumbest thing you've ever done at work and still got to keep your job?
Okay, well,
Cassie, you're gonna start this off.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell my stories real fast. So I was 16. It was my first job. I worked at Party City, and you know, you get like a 15-20 minute lunch break, and I didn't have enough money for lunch, so I brought a box of cereal and a half gallon of milk with me.
Nice.
And I didn't have a bowl, so I poured the milk in the box of cereal and ate out of it. I almost finished it all before I had to go back on the floor, so I put it in the refrigerator with the box sealed with a Sharpie, colored the whole box saying there's milk in here, don't pour it over. You can throw it away after 30 minutes or whatever. And sure enough, right after I leave, someone knocked over the box, spilled all that in there. So then my boss wrote me up because I it was mine. I confessed. I was like, hey, I messed up. And she goes, I'm writing you up for this. By the way, you have 30 minutes to clean out the whole fridge and all that jazz. Yeah. And she made me wear a hat for the rest of the day that pretty much said I was a
Hey, you know.
I had to wear this cone of shame. Okay, and then another time, I was like 18 years old working at Bed Bath & Beyond. And we had closed, and I was putting an item away, and then one of my coworkers walked by knowing that I'm short and I couldn't reach. And so they decided just to lift me up instead of giving me a ladder. And on the way down, my shirt caught a hook, and we end up knocking over the entire display.
Wow. Was this a male coworker?
It was a male coworker.
Of course, we will do that all the time. Violator, do you have a story?
I've got a few. I'm not sure which one I should tell.
Tell one that won't get you fired again.
Well, there was the bathroom incident.
Oh yeah.
No, let's not go with that one just in case.
Well, the other one's the Army Man incident.
Bathroom's probably safer.
I think a bathroom's safer.
Well, all I learned was don't go in the women's restroom, even if a woman goes with you.
Yeah, that's probably all right, right?
That's the worst story ever.
That's terrible.
I got suspended for 4 days and still got to keep my job, so I was pretty excited about that. But we're not going to go into too much detail about what happened with all the backlash, so.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
You there, Jimmy?
Man, responding to a customer's complaint, word for word with what my boss said whenever we wouldn't authorize a coupon, the words went, tell him we have too many effing coupons out there right now to be trying to force this effing coupon for him. That's effing ridiculous. These effing customers don't give a S about
good catch
money. You know, this is an effing company, not some kind of charity. He can go F himself.
Wow.
Yeah, me and that manager ended up butting heads for about 3 weeks.
Ding ding on that one. That's five words right there. Yeah, I don't really know. I don't think I've really done a lot of dumb things at work, but I did. My assistant manager decided to ask. It was a complaint customer right at the very, very like front face-to-face meeting between people, and he asked this lady, "Are you done or are you finished?" After she got done complaining, "Are you done or are you finished?"
Yep,
he kept his job. Hey, he's still there. All right, cool. Awesome. All right, next. Hashtag catch me outside with weed. All right, so in what I like to call the least surprising story of April, the catch me outside girl was busted for pot possession. That's right. All right, so my question, name me three things less shocking than that in the news that happened there. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Like, can you name me three less shocking things?
Yes. Snoop Dogg getting caught with Mary Jane.
Okay.
Charlie Sheen drunk with a stripper.
Okay.
And Hugh Hefner being engaged to a Playboy.
Oh, yeah. A Playboy?
Okay. Playboy bunny.
Okay. All right.
The sun rose on Saturday. It rained somewhere.
Uh-huh.
And tornadoes hit Amarillo.
Okay.
So,
you got three of them?
I've got one.
You got one?
North Korea's missile launch today did not work.
Oh, there you go. That's the winner.
I don't have any. Thank you, guys. Yeah. That was awesome. Like, that was lovely. Like, that, to me, honestly, this girl is going to be, for the next year and a half, the most infuriating story in all of media.
Yeah. She's worse than Honey Boo Boo.
Yeah. Man, I'm not sure. Because Honey Boo Boo is like ruining other people's lives. You know what I mean? Or Honey Boo Boo's
mom.
She's
the one that killed Harambe.
Yeah. Oh, man. I forgot about Harambe. I think, isn't that anniversary coming up soon, actually?
Probably.
I think so. I think Harambe's anniversary is coming up soon.
We shot Harambe.
Can't believe that.
I can't wait for the gorilla memes.
They've already been out. No, but like you said, this was a very unsurprising story. Matter of fact, just looking at her, it was fairly obvious that this was going to happen at some point.
I assumed that she always had weed on her.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like I just looked at her and was like, have weed, right?
Yeah, like she'd meet her somewhere and she'd be like, hey, you want to smoke? And she'd be like, bust out a blunt, cut it open with the fingernail, roll it up, you know, lick it, do that little lighter thing that people do, and then be like, okay, let's do this.
Like, I didn't even see you pull out a baggie.
Actually, she'd look at you from across the room and then say, catch me outside.
Catch me outside and, with the blunt. How about that? Yeah. that's awful. All right, and this one's going to be fun, guys, because I it's fun and sad because I really love this guy and I really love what he did on Chappelle's Show. Hashtag Charlie Murphy. One of the best parts of the Chappelle Show and an all-around funny man, Charlie Murphy, died this week after a battle with leukemia, which I didn't even know he had. He kept that really, really quiet. That's interesting. So my question is, guys, I think we're all Chappelle Show fans here.
Mm-hmm.
What's your best Charlie Murphy bit that you can remember on Chappelle's Show?
The Rick James slap. That was for me.
Just the whole, the overall
he,
just...
Like, he comes into the... So Rick James is behind the bar making drinks for everybody, and he's like, Charlie Murphy. And Charlie Murphy comes in, and he goes up to the bar to order his drink. And then Rick James is like asking him about the five-finger slap.
What the five-finger say to his face?
Yeah, thank you.
Slap. I'm Rick James.
But he thought it was a drink. He was like, what? And then he got slapped. Yeah, that was hilarious.
Anyone else got some good Charlie Murphy?
I actually never watched Chappelle. I love Chappelle, but never watched the show. Didn't
have
cable.
You know, honestly, I don't blame you for that.
Really?
I lived a sheltered life.
Wow. That was he had some. Oh, there were some great bits.
I heard about all this great stuff the show had from it, but I never actually got to see him.
You need to go ahead and see it because, I mean,
I've tried. It's just, I think it's so, it's almost like when someone tells you about Monty Python and you go back and watch it and you've heard it all. So it's not funny because you've already heard it all. Mm-hmm. You've heard all the punchlines. I think that's what happened. Like, when I went back to watch Chappelle's Show, I was like, oh, I know it's going to happen, like, every skit, because people have told me these.
One of the best things he does is a character, I can't remember his name, but he's like an old pimp from back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the great bits on one of the behind-the-scenes things with him talking about how he would have to do this shake kind of bit where he would shake his head, like, back and forth. But he would start it as soon as the director would say, action, even before the camera would turn on. He would just start shaking and just start doing his little shake thing. He was all into the characters. He was a fantastic comedian. One of the best things he was, though, was a great storyteller.
Yes.
He was an amazing storyteller. And if you go back and you look up some of his stand-up or some of his interviews, just listen to him telling the tales of, even on the Chappelle Show, because he was telling the Rick James and he was telling the Prince story. That was him telling that. And so it's like he's just so great at spinning a yarn and making you pay attention to just little things inside of a story. God rest Charlie Murphy, and all prayers to the Murphy family, because Eddie, you know, he's not really doing very well when it comes to just, you know, making good movies. What's the last good Eddie Murphy movie you've seen?
Are we going to count Dr. Dolittle or not?
I was going to say, that's really my favorite one.
Like 1995, okay.
And then the Monster Mansion, my nephew loves that movie.
Oh, wow. The Haunted Mansion?
Yeah, it's from 2004 or 5. They
made it. Think of anything past Beverly Hills Cop.
Man, he's made some good movies since Beverly Hills Cop. Golly.
I'm sure he has, but have I seen them? I don't know. Oh, yeah, Welcome to America.
Coming to America was good. I really love Dr. Dolittle, though.
Dr. Dolittle was good when I was like 9, because I was 9.
Well, you know what? I still enjoy it. I would love to talk to animals, okay?
Who did the voices of the dog in that?
I'm not really too sure.
I'll look that up later.
Did you know? We're getting away from Charlie Murphy. Okay, we got one last hashtag real quick. Okay. Hashtag Star Wars, because the Star Wars trailer came out.
Yeah.
And everybody freaked out about it. I thought
Thor
it was very
better.
So I'm not the only one in this room that thinks that was just decent.
It was mediocre for me.
Yeah.
They're leaving it open and mysterious.
Thor was so much better of a trailer.
I think so. No, I don't care about the open. Like, I wasn't even thinking about how much they showed or how much they didn't show. just the feel of it. I didn't feel connected to what was going on. I didn't feel.
It didn't tease enough.
No. I agree. I felt like I was eating a bowl of Cheerios. Yeah. It's kind of basic.
You weren't titillated.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we will titillate you here in just a bit, because a violator, Will Shotwell, has control or of now for something completely different. And Will, what do you have in store for us here in just a bit?
We're going to play a little stoner game.
Interesting.
Well, I hope
I don't have a name for it. It's just a stoner game.
Bruh. Is it called Bruh?
Yeah, it's called Bruh.
All right.
Dude.
Coming up next on the Boys Power Hour, we're going to play Bruh. Right after this, man. Stick around.
Local music in North Texas has a voice, and you can hear it Saturday nights on The Local Lounge. Join me, your host, Zach Killian, as I bring in musicians, directors, and local talent as they discuss humble beginnings, rock star moments, and how to make it in today's local music scene. It's The Local Lounge, Saturday nights from 7 to 7:30, only on Talk Radio 1190.
I had like memory foams, I had feather pillows, and I'd always wake up with neck pain. After sleeping in my pillow, I didn't wake up with the headaches, I was more aligned.
I didn't realize the connection between the pillow and sleep. When I switched to my pillow, I got a better night's sleep, and I love it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs, and it holds that support all night long to take the pressure off your shoulders and keep your neck aligned so you get the best night's sleep of your life.
My Pillow is machine washable and dryable and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an amazing 10-year warranty. Plus, every My Pillow is made in the USA.
I personally guarantee that My Pillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-480-1941 and use promo code IHEART. That's 50% off, plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Attention men over 50. Waking up throughout the night just to take a pee? Can't sit through a movie without having to drain the lizard? Having trouble urinating or even dealing with a diminished sex drive? If this sounds like you, you might be suffering from an enlarged prostate. But now there's a simple solution enjoyed by millions of men. It's Prosvent, a top-rated prostate formula created specifically to promote the health of your prostate. And you'll need a healthy prostate to be able to take a leak on your terms. Prosvent guarantees improvement in just 30 days. And to prove it, they're giving away a free bottle to the first 100 people who order right now. That's right, a free bottle of Prosvent with the first 100 orders. Once you try it, you'll love it. And if you don't, you owe nothing more. So, come on. Call 800-961-3999 now or go to yourfreebottle.com and enter iHeart at checkout. You heard me. 800-961-3999 or go to yourfreebottle.com.
There's only days left to get your $100. Switch from H&R Block to Jackson Hewitt and we'll pay you $100. But time is running out to ditch your old tax service. Get it done now. Get it done right. Get $100. It pays to switch to Jackson Hewitt. Open late and through Easter weekend. Minimum tax preparation fee of $150 applies. Offer valid when you complete your taxes with us. $100 provided on a card. Not valid with any other promotion or discount. Ask a tax pro or see JacksonHewitt.com for details. Available in participating locations only. Most offices are independently owned and operated.
A grand in your hand. Your chance to score $1,000.
You're kidding!
Want to stuff your wallet with $1,000?
Oh my goodness, that's great.
Be listening weekdays for the cue to text to get in on the winning.
A grand in your hand every hour between 6 a.m. and 7 p.m. Monday through Friday on Talk Radio 1190. Be listening for the keyword that could score you $1,000. Every hour between 6 a.m. and 7 p.m. Monday through Friday on Talk Radio 1190.
I can't
see. Da-da-da-da-da, welcome back, Sizzle Boys. Yeah. Da-da-da-da-da, Violator's gonna play with his toys. He's got a game for us. Violator!
Hey. Well, we've got what I've got to call...
Still smoking that bong back there?
Yeah, just a little bit. All right, so we're playing Bruh Do. All right.
How's this work, bro?
Here's how this works. Basically, I'm going to give you a bunch.
Dude.
I found a website where a bunch of people have named off different animals and objects with stoner names. And so I'm going to give you the stoner name, and y'all are going to use buzzers to try to guess what this actually is.
Cool.
So everybody give me your buzzer. We'll start with Thorny over there.
Cool.
All right.
We'll go with that, man.
Zoinks! It's so cool you can do it on demand. Oh, we buried the lead. Who is joining us right here, Violator?
We have Sheldon joining with us.
Sheldon
Stoner.
Making his The Boys debut.
Yeah.
This is the first time on the air with us, brother?
Yeah, it's the first time on the air with you guys.
Oh, my gosh.
Where have you been?
In the studio,
I know where you've been.
Yeah.
Exactly, I know.
I've been in the smoke-filled chamber there with Will.
We are popping his The Boys cherry right now all over the place. We got to clean that up.
Are y'all ready?
Well, Cassie needs a buzzer.
Oh, yeah.
I have one.
What
Bert.
Was it? Bert.
All right. Well, let's go. We'll start off with a treatophile.
Ooh, a treatophile.
Some of these are going to be tough.
That's a sloth.
It is a sloth.
Yeah!
But you didn't buzz in.
That's fine.
Zoinks.
Give it to him.
Sloth. Zoinks. Well, you can do like me and take away points, of course.
I guess you'll be all right.
Me.
Okay.
All right. Next one. A formal chicken.
Ding. Zoinks. A turkey.
No.
All right. A penguin.
It is a penguin.
Yeah. All right.
A tree rat.
Zoinks. Squirrel.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Oh,
flying tree rat sometimes.
Right. This one's going to be a little tougher. A sea pancake.
All right. A sea anemone.
No.
Stingray.
It is a stingray.
Yeah, that's good.
Good job, Sheldon.
That's what I meant.
All right, this one should be pretty easy. A fart squirrel.
Skunk.
Very good.
Look at that.
Panda whale.
Panda whale.
Orca.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look at that.
All right. A danger water cow.
All right. Walrus.
No.
Bert. Manatee?
No, but
closer. Zoinks. Killer whale.
No.
Danger water cow?
Bert. Is it a seal?
No.
Darn.
All right. Y'all got 5 seconds.
All right. A shark?
No.
I was close when I said
all
manatee.
All right. It is a hippo.
Darn, I was
danger
close.
Water cow.
That makes sense.
Interesting, because hippos are great swimmers. They really are. That's fact.
A danger zebra.
Ooh.
Bert, tiger shark?
Close.
All right.
It's not a water.
A white
Zoinks,
tiger.
Yeah. Tiger. I'll take white tiger, too. Actually, it's a white tiger, but I'll take just tiger.
Well, it's because you said danger zebra.
Zing a zebra. It should be white tiger.
All right, well, I'm going to skip this one because I can't say this word on the air. next one, a hot moose.
Ooh, hot moose. Oh, zoinks.
Sounds like
a camel.
It is a camel.
Yeah, I was thinking
a
desert.
Hot moose.
That sounds like a horrible sexual term.
Give her a hot moose.
A shell puppy.
Shell puppy?
Bert, is it a turtle?
It is a turtle.
That
yes!
Great.
Wow,
Cassie's on the board.
Yay, I got one, finally.
This one should be easy. A freedom glider.
All right, eagle.
Yep.
A
specifically,
glider.
What kind of eagle?
Bald eagle.
There you go.
Bald eagle.
A cat snake.
All right, a ferret.
Yep.
That makes sense.
Next one.
I can see that.
Who's keeping score? Because I'm definitely.
I got
okay.
it.
A danger floof.
Snake.
No, that's not floofy.
Floofy.
Danger floof. All right, a koala bear?
You're close, but it's not a koala bear.
All right, a panda bear.
No. You're getting so close.
Bert, is it a grizzly bear?
It is a grizzly bear.
Okay.
Grizzly bear.
All right, next one. A trash panda.
Oh!
Raccoon.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Nico.
Next one. A furry potato.
All right, a rat?
No.
Oh.
Bert, is it a guinea pig?
It is a guinea pig.
Oh, dang.
Next one. This one might be a little tough. A duck puppy.
All right. A ductile platypus.
It is.
Yeah.
That was good.
That's because that would be my pet.
Next one. A spiky floof.
Porcupine.
No.
All right. Hedgehog.
Hedgehog.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say.
Next one. Prison pony.
Oh, that's horrible. Zebra.
All right. Okay. This one's, I think it'd be a little tough, but you might get this one. A magical safety dragon.
All right. A kimono dragon.
No, but close.
All right. An iguana?
Bert.
Yeah, I think this thing's an iguana.
Bert, is it a bearded dragon?
I can't really tell what this thing is. It's some sort of lizard.
What's it look like?
Yeah, let me see a picture. I can tell you.
Well, y'all are in the other room. I can't exactly.
Hold on, I'll come to the window.
To the window.
To the wall.
Yeah, it's a bearded dragon.
That's a bearded dragon?
Yes. Okay.
So they're at 4 points. Look at that.
All right, this next one.
I know my animals.
A dirty needle.
All right, a nail?
No.
A dirty needle.
You said
Zoinks, a stink bug? A stink bug?
No, but you're closer. It is definitely a living thing.
All right, a scorpion.
No.
Is it a bug?
It is a bug.
A living thing.
Oh, okay. Darn, I don't really know bugs that well. All right, let me think.
All right.
Bert, is it a bee?
No.
All right, a wasp.
Zoinks, a wasp.
No. 5 seconds.
One more time with a clue.
Oh, Bert, is it a mosquito?
It is a mosquito.
Oh, nice. Wow.
This is coming back.
Is that like a malaria joke?
I'm really allergic to mosquitoes.
Next one, a Tyrannosaurus deer.
Ooh.
Moose.
No.
All right, a kangaroo.
It is a kangaroo.
Oh, my God. That is amazing.
That makes sense.
Hey, before you go on, does anyone else think that they screwed up on a T-Rex and the T-Rex actually has really long arms, but then when someone was like, hey, those arms don't belong on that thing, the guy who discovered it was like, no, I'm doubling down. Yeah, that belongs on there, so we have the T-Rex.
Maybe.
That'd be an interesting. I'd be afraid of a T-Rex with long arms.
Yeah, I'd be scared too. I'd be like reaching out.
Uh-huh. I mean, I'm already afraid of them, but.
All right. Kinda. Next one. A giraffe bird.
Oh.
All right, a crane.
No.
All right, a flamingo.
No.
Giraffe bird. Oh, Zoinks, a ostrich.
Yes.
Oh.
It is an ostrich.
Oh, you know, yeah, okay, I can see that.
All right, y'all have guessed this one already.
Oh.
So think about some of the wrong guesses that y'all have had.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
A floaty potato.
Bert, is it a seal?
No.
Darn.
All right,
Zoinks,
a walrus.
A killer whale.
It's not a walrus or a killer whale.
Wow, okay. Floaty potato. So it's brown.
5 seconds.
Zoinks, a sea enemy.
See, anemone? No.
An enemy.
Anemone.
No. Listen, I got issues with the sea.
It is a manatee.
I did guess that. Oh, darn. I really like manatees.
Next one. Forest corgi.
Zoinks, a hedgehog?
No.
Bert, a fox.
It is a fox.
Oh, yes. Wow.
Give me a second. My phone just reset itself, so I gotta go find this picture again.
Hey, right. You're joining us from bruh.
The next one,
dude,
is nope rope.
Oh.
Snake.
It is a snake.
That's a good one.
Sheldon,
I also call the thing in my pants a nope rope.
Because no lady will touch
it. This next
Actually,
one's an easy
you're
one.
In a relationship now.
Let's not broadcast.
That's why he's saying that.
A beach chicken.
All right, a seagull?
Yes.
Ooh, that's good.
A giraffe sheep.
Zoinks, a llama.
It
or
is a
an
llama.
Alpaca.
I'll take either one.
Yeah.
Alpaca.
All right.
Have you ever petted an alpaca?
That's a funny
Well, that's pretty much all the ones I've got. Let's tally up the scores, and we're going to have to get out of here in about 2 minutes anyway.
Cool. Hey, by the way, Jimmy, speaking of relationships, my lady wants to know about a petting zoo.
Oh, the sloth petting zoo.
Oh, the sloth petting zoo?
You need to talk to Daniel about that.
Okay, we're going to find out about that after Jeff the show. Heck yeah.
I would love to pet a sloth.
The what?
Tell him the scores.
I'm going to
cry. Oh, okay, the scores. Chris ended up with 6. Sheldon ended up with 5. Cassie ended up with 6. And I ended up with 8.
Oh!
Of course you would win.
So the winner. Ding, ding, ding.
No way he's double checking the score either.
I wouldn't care if I lost or won.
Is me?
Yes, right. James, are the winner. Brainbox, you want to say anything before you go? And in fact, Brainbox, as the winner of today's game, you have to take us out of here today, buddy. Everyone give a round of applause. Just to take us out. All right, Jimmy.
Well, guys, it's been fun here at the boys. Catch us. Stick around for Zach Killian. He's coming up next with the Local Lounge. You know, always check us out at facebook.com/ The Boys Media Network. We've also got Twitter, and that's @ The Boys Media, correct?
Yes.
Or you can find us at www.zboys.podbean.com.
Zboysmedia.podbean.
Oh, I forgot we added the media in there. Yeah. Stick around, guys, like I said, and hang out in here next week with us where we'll be rocking and rolling. Same time, same place.
Same people.
To my left is Positive C.
Actually, I won't be here because Freaking Formity has a show on the 22nd at the Rail Club for filming a music video. Come hang out.
That's why you should close this out. Yeah. Next to him, we've got Sheldon the Stoner Stone. And we've got Cassie Hollywood. No, go ahead and do it. Do it real quick.
You have no defenses.
Cassie Hollywood, you got anything to say?
Goodbye.
Bye later.
Sadu.
Is that salute?
Sadu.
Sadu.
You ever seen that video?
Good night, everybody.
Catch us outside.